The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
In our fast-paced lives, it's all about multitasking, instant information, and immediate gratification, leaving us with few idle moments. So what does that mean for your well-being and connection to your spirit? Welcome to Intuitively Speaking with Shauna Gulbrand. Intuitively Speaking is your place to get reacquainted with your purpose, your truth, and your authentic self. It's a place of learning, healing, and personal growth. It all starts when you connect with you. Now, here is your guide, Shauna Gulbrand.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Intuitively Speaking. I am your host, Life Coach Shauna Gulbrand, and I welcome you and I thank you for being here and sharing this space with me. Wherever you are in the world, whatever time of the day or night it is, whatever you are doing, my wish is that you are enjoying your present moment, because now is all we ever have. So today is Monday, November 10th, and we're just starting to be full into the swing of the holiday season. Halloween is over. It was wonderful to see all the little kiddos come into the door with all their cute little costumes on, and the really tiny ones too afraid to walk up. And I just love Halloween. It's so much fun to see all the little kids. Thanksgiving is right around the corner. And then Christmas. So up here in the Northeast, that means cold and snow and ice, and I'm not really looking forward to that. But I need to keep reminding myself that spring is only 4 months away, and that is a good thing. So just 5 days ago, my husband and I celebrated 26 years of marriage together. Happy anniversary, honey. It was a wonderful day, and I really enjoy being married to this man. He is my strength and my biggest supporter, and he treats me like a queen, so it's all good. Okay, so those of you who listen to me on a regular basis know that I like to start my show off with my top three things of my day. And to narrow it down can sometimes be a little challenging, but I know that the awareness around the good things that happen lead to more gratitude. And the more grateful you are about things, the more you find things to be grateful for. So I would say that my first thing was my hot lemon water this morning. Every morning I boil water and I pour it over two big wedges of lemon, and it's just so delicious. I have been coffee free for almost a year now. It was January 1st of this year that I stopped drinking coffee. I was sick and tired of being a slave to coffee, even though sometimes I really enjoy it. Like the smell of it when it's brewing in the house, it's just so delicious. But I've gotten coffee out of my life, and now I drink hot lemon water every morning. And usually during the week while I do that, I watch a daily horoscope from astrologer David Lawrence Palmer. I don't know if any of you know him, but I watch his daily horoscope video and drink my hot lemon water and sometimes have some almonds too. So my second top thing was my tarot card reading this morning. I like to draw three cards for the day, and it gives me the opportunity to learn more about tarot and to get some guidance around the energy of my day. And I think my third top three thing was kickboxing class. I absolutely love my kickboxing class and my instructor, and it's just so awesome to get my sweat on. I love it. It's a lot of fun. So those are my top three things of the day. I hope that all of you will take a moment and think about what good is happening around you as well. Even if you're in the middle of chaos or a very challenging time, remember that good things are happening all around you. It's just a matter of stopping and noticing them. And the more you notice them, the more you'll notice. You have more to notice. Excuse me. So today I am joined by a friend of mine and a fellow coaching colleague, and we are going to be discussing recognizing your self-worth. When I say that, I actually really want to say recognizing yourself, and that has to do with your self-worth, your self-value, self-esteem, self-confidence, self-love. We're going to be touching on a bunch of these topics, and we're going to be talking about why and how it's important. The need to value ourselves more is so important. We're going to be talking about how deserving you are in life, how you can strive for great things. We're going to talk about boundaries. And so much of this is fundamental to personal growth. And both Audrey and I feel that this is a very important topic. We're going to discuss triggers. We're going to discuss signs of low self-worth, how to build up your self-worth, self-value, self-confidence, signs of high self-esteem. We're going to be discussing that as well. And hopefully, if we have enough time, we'll be talking about mastering a positive self-image. And I would love to go over a few affirmations to help you all attract more self-love and self-value. So my guest, Audrey, she believes that it's time to stop looking for ourself in all the wrong places. It's no wonder so many of us deal with chronic stress and anxiety and overwhelm and burnout. We are bombarded by so much information on a daily basis that it is common to feel inadequate or like we don't know anything. We start searching for the answers to our questions everywhere other than the one place that all the answers really lie, and that is in our very core. The socially accepted mantra of, if only I had a blank, then I'd be complete. I mean, how many of you out there have said that? If I only had, then I'd be happy. If I'd only had, then I'd be complete. It's not serving us. And it's time to relearn that we are all whole from the moment we are born. We just forget it along the way. And we're hoping today that we'll help remind you of some of that. Through her 7-year career as a Bikram yoga instructor and recent certification through the Institute of Professional Excellence in Coaching, otherwise known as IPEC, and as an Energy Leadership Index Master Practitioner, Audrey excels in reconnecting people to their inner self and knowing. You can find out more about her and read her regular musings, which I love, on all things human at www.uncommonzen.com. And Audrey will give you that website further in the show. So without further ado, let me introduce my friend and fellow coaching colleague, Audrey Holst. Welcome, Audrey, to the show.
Thank you so much, Shauna. I'm so excited to talk to you today.
Well, I'm very, very happy to have you here. Audrey and I met through our training at IPEC, as have all the other coaches that I've had on this show, and it's been such an honor to have the opportunity to bring on so many of the coaches that I trained with. Unfortunately, I didn't have the opportunity to bring everybody on. So it's been a wonderful opportunity for me to be able to do this for you and for the other coaches that I've had on. So thank you very much for being here today.
Oh my God, my pleasure.
So how did you first get started with yoga?
Really legitimate yoga experience. I was working in a corporate job. I was sitting at a desk all day long. I was really close to the kitchen, so I was spending a lot of time sitting at the desk and seeing all the food come into the kitchen. I was a runner in a past life, but I had a back injury that sort of prevented me from exercising. And one of my coworkers mentioned in passing about this yoga class that was really challenging and would really kick my butt, and it sounded exactly what I needed in that moment. So I took the class, and it pretty much hooked me from that point forward.
Well, it's interesting because you say a coworker just happened to mention in passing. In retrospect, do you really think she just mentioned it in passing, or do you think there was something else at work there?
I mean, I think that there's lots of things at work all the time, and it definitely was a sort of divine intervention thing on my, I mean, definitely, I think the course of my life would have been very different if it hadn't been for that, you know, that moment. It was kind of like a pivotal moment in my life, just going to that class and, you know, everything that's come from that. So, yeah, I'm grateful for that.
And what has come from it since? What have you gained from starting yoga?
Oh, my goodness. It's been an amazing journey. you know, some of the very sort of simple things that come with it is the community. It's an amazing community of people. I just love the yoga instructors that I work with. I love the students that I work with. So that's just kind of from me working in the industry, but also, you know, my journey of myself and getting to know myself better and having more awareness, around things that I thought were, you know, faults of mine and getting more confident and, just really discovering what it means to be me and actually feeling pretty good about that over the period of time that I've been practicing. So it's a big question with a big answer, but that's a long story short of it.
Well, that's great. Thank you so much for sharing that. So why the combination of yoga and coaching? What possessed you to do that?
So it's the thing about that I love about both of these things, you know, the yoga and the coaching, is it asks people to basically look inside of themselves. You know, yoga is a very, you know, it's asking you to really pay attention to your body and the way your body feels and sort of the thoughts. And the same thing with the coaching. You know, we live in this crazy time. There's so much technology and information, and we're constantly being bombarded by stuff. And we start to disconnect from ourselves and get really hung up on what we think we're supposed to be doing. So both of these things really helps to plug people back into who they are and start to really, connect them to that self that we'll be talking about today.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting. You said, you know, what we think we should be doing. Mm-hmm. And we do have so much pressure from society as a whole, mm-hmm. from, you know, bosses to friends to siblings to, you know, spouses, partners. We're under a lot of pressure.
Oh my gosh. It's so much pressure all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, what would you say to someone like me who has always... I haven't always, but I've recently had more of an interest in yoga. I mean, I go to the gym, I do my weight classes, I do my kickboxing, I do my mm-hmm. spin classes, but I haven't gotten into yoga yet. Mm-hmm. When I think about yoga, I think about a studio all on its own. Like, I know my gym offers yoga classes, mm-hmm. but if I'm going to get into yoga, I want to go to a studio. So what would you say to someone like me who has never done it and who would be very... I don't know if I want to use the word intimidated, but nervous walking in there for the very first time because I've never done it. And I imagine that the people there have been doing it for a while and they're really good at it.
I think the most important thing about that statement is to know that everybody has that exact same thought. Everybody thinks the same exact thing when they first come into the yoga class. They think, oh my gosh, somebody's going to make fun of me for not knowing what I'm doing, and all these people are so good, and, you know, I'm not flexible. Everybody goes through that same experience, so it's normal to feel that way. And know that, you know, the person, the instructors are happy that you're there. That the other students, especially the longtime students, they love new people because they love the yoga, so they want to share it with other people. So when there's more people coming in, they're excited about it, they'll chat you up. And just take the pressure off yourself. Just go there to have it as an experience and know that you're not going to get it in one day. It takes some time and practice. And, just no expectation. That's the biggest advice I can offer.
You know, it's very interesting because as you were saying it, I was thinking to myself, Shauna, you do this with new people who come into your kickboxing class. I mean, when I first started, I was like, okay, I'm going to be in the back of the room and I'm going to try to do something. And now I'm up at the front of the room every single time. And I've been taking it for almost 3 years now. So when I see new people come in, I'm like, oh, you know, don't worry. If you can't do this, you know, just do it this level and you're going to have a great time. Trust me, it's going to be great. So you just said everything that I already know, but yet there's still that fear.
Yeah, it's the same principle, just in a yoga room as opposed to, you know, your kickboxing environment. That's all.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So you ready to talk about some self?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So why do you think it is that we need to value ourselves more?
Did you say why do you think it is?
Yeah. Why do we need to value ourselves more?
I think that you know, the most important piece of that is we are we're incapable of creating, and we're incapable of contributing and really giving all that we have to give to ourselves and to others when we're not really owning how powerful we actually are. I think it does us a disservice. It does other people a disservice. It's really, you know, the world deserves to see everything that you have to offer. And, you know, we really, it's a tough thing. When people are not really, you know, owning themselves, it's very tough to get out into the world what they possibly could.
Right. But, you know, a lot of people think that focusing on the self is conceited and it's self-centered, and how could you possibly do that? Because other people are more important.
Yeah, and I think that's a very common thing, especially for people who want to do good in the world and want to take care of other people and want to, you know, that's a very common thing. But it's important to understand that if we don't take care of ourselves, you know, if we're depleted, if we're feeling, you know, unsure, we reflect that onto the people around us. So
right.
Whatever we are feeling inside and whatever we are dealing with ourselves, it ends up coming out and we end up projecting it onto other people. So I think that's one of the major things why, especially if you're a caretaker, especially if you're the sort of person that wants to help others, you got to take care of yourself first, because you can't show up and help others in a way that's really authentic and really super helpful if you're not taking care of yourself first.
Very well said. Okay, so unfortunately, we have to go to a break in a minute. Wow, it's amazing how quickly these segments go by. So
yeah.
Before we go to the break, though, Audrey, can you please share with folks how they can find you and get in touch with you?
Yeah. So my website is www.uncommonzen.com. And I love emails. I love when people get in touch with me, too. So they can also email me. That's my name, Audrey, A-U-D-R-E-Y, at uncommonzen.com.
Excellent. Okay, folks, we will be back in a second. We're going to pick up the conversation right where we left off. So don't go away. We'll be right back after these messages.
The Seventh Wave Channel. On the Voice America Network.
Are you interested in moving past blocks that have kept you stuck for far too long? Are you interested in becoming the best version of yourself as you discover your purpose and passion? Shauna Gulbrand is a certified life coach and motivational speaker. She's also the creator of A New Ladies' Night, a workshop program designed exclusively for women to discuss topics that affect our everyday lives. Shauna's services include life and spiritual coaching for individuals or groups looking to get reconnected to who they truly are as they continue to walk down a path of spiritual enlightenment and soul evolution. She also offers motivational speaking engagements for your company, group, or cause. You can contact Shauna by calling 603-233-5268 or visit her website at shaunagulbrand.com. Again, call Shauna at 603-233-5268 or visit shaunagulbrand.com. Now there's a new destination for video content, VoiceAmerica.tv. Just like our radio channels and so much more. Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness, Business, Sports, Green Talk, Power Up Motorsports, and Seventh Wave Network now have their own video channel components. Plus, check out exclusive programming, including movies, music, educational courses, science and history, current events, and short features. High-definition, premier-quality programs available 24/7. VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are listening to Intuitively Speaking with Shauna Gulbrand. To reach our show today, please call toll free 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send us an email to sgulbrand@hotmail.com. Now, back to Intuitively Speaking.
Hello, Welcome back to Intuitively Speaking. Thank you so much for staying tuned in and listening to the show today. I am joined by my friend and fellow coaching colleague, Audrey Holst. Audrey, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much.
So when we went to break, you were mentioning about how you reflect your inner self onto other people. So if you have a low, and when I say you, I just mean anybody, I'm really talking to the listeners. If you have that low self-value, self-confidence, self-love, you reflect that out into the world.
Yeah.
And what can happen is you attract the same sort of people that are vibrating at the same level that you are. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Totally agree with that.
So if you want, I mean, if you don't love yourself, if you don't have a lot of self-confidence or a lot of self-value, then you're going to end up being around people who feel the same way about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's important to really recognize yourself and how important you are. The word deserving, I think a lot of people have some issue with that word. Everyone deserves the very best in life. Everyone deserves joy and happiness. Everyone deserves to love themselves unconditionally.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk about that a little bit too. So let's talk about some triggers that some folks might have when it comes to the self. So so different people can have different triggers. It could be disapproving parents, spouse, partner, siblings, teachers, religious leaders, bosses. Any one of those can be a trigger for you to not have the self-love and the self-value that you really deserve. Do you have any others that you would add to that, Audrey?
Yeah, I think that's really, I think that's kind of a big starting point for a lot of people is the important figures in their lives. You know, especially, you know, when people are growing up and they have these people that they look up to and they really highly value their opinions, you know, any sort of negative talk that happens at that point with those people can really sort of like get under somebody's skin and they can't even see that it's not their own opinion. You know, like a lot of those things, that negative self-talk sort of gets installed by other people as we go through our lives. And I think that's one of the pieces of sort of discovering the self and realizing what is the actual self and what is sort of false assumptions or false negativities that other people have installed in us as we've kind of gone through our, you know, growing up periods, especially.
Right. And so it's really about self-reflection. It's about acknowledging your belief systems, your thoughts, and how are they serving you still? I mean, just if you just stop and think about some of the things that you've grown up to believe, is that serving you in any way, shape, or form? Or could you adopt a new thought or belief that would serve your highest good and your greatest joy?
Mm-hmm.
And it's
a great point, Sean. And I think that, you know, just what you just said about that thought or belief and understanding actually that it is a choice. You know, it's maybe not an easy one sometimes, but to choose something that is going to serve you as opposed to something that is keeping you in a spot that's not really, you know, having a good effect on your life, essentially.
Right. And as coaches, we do that with our clients. We challenge our clients' beliefs and ask them, where did that belief come from?
Mm-hmm.
And is it still serving you? How is it still serving you?
Yeah.
So
it's hard to see those beliefs, you know, yourself, especially when they're so deeply rooted. It's hard to believe that, you know, it's hard to understand that it's created and that it's not just a, you know, an innate thing that everybody's thinking.
Right. Exactly. So awareness is the number one thing. When you start to have that awareness, then you start to see the things in your life that aren't working for you and how if you change them, then you can build yourself up to that point that you deserve the very best. So poor body image, that's also another trigger.
Mm-hmm.
I know for myself personally, that has been a trigger for most of my life. Mm-hmm. And it's still something that I work on today. And I know that there are a lot of people, a lot of women, especially out there with very poor body image. But when you think about society and what is put in front of us every day, I mean, all you have to do is look at a woman's magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And just looking at the cover can make someone feel inferior.
Yeah, and I think that's a good point is, you know, I guess my question, I have a question for you, Shauna, is what, you know, how can somebody recognize a trigger? How can somebody recognize that they've hit this, this icky sort of spot in them that's really poking at their confidence in themselves?
So intuitively, what just came up for me was negative self-talk. When I would start saying negative things to myself, when I would have negative thoughts or negative quotes in my head, I think that to me would be like, okay, wait a minute, you know, here come those thoughts again. I'm inferior. I don't have a lot of self-esteem or self-confidence, and I'm not as good as someone else is.
Yeah.
So I think it's that negative self-talk, and, you know, we all have it. It's just acknowledging it. So I would, I guess, how I would feel, what my body is feeling, what sort of thoughts come up for me. I think that would help me with those triggers.
Yeah, I think that's a really important point to make is having that awareness around things. When you start to feel really icky and that it's not, you know, you have that voice in your head that's not being helpful, that's not saying helpful things. It's important to be like, whoa, 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 wait, wait, stop. Stop right
Cancel,
here.
Right? Cancel, delete, let's clear.
Let's reevaluate the situation.
Exactly. And what am I feeling? Like, why are these feelings bubbling up? Where are they coming from? What belief? And again, as coaches, that's what we do. And it's amazing when I sit with a client and I ask them certain questions and it all starts bubbling up. You know, a little bit by a little bit, it all starts bubbling up until they figure out where that belief has come from.
Mm-hmm.
And then they think, why the hell am I still thinking this? And that's a wonderful moment right there.
True, yeah. It's very empowering.
So some more triggers are obstacles in life, trying to please others.
Mm-hmm.
How many people do you know, Audrey, that go out of their way to please others before themselves?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I'm totally guilty of this one.
I love your honesty.
I mean, it's definitely one of those things, you know, when you want to help other people, you know, you just try to do everything to you know, please them. But at the same time, you'll make yourself look good. And of course, when you're trying to, you know, outwardly make yourself look good, it's sort of inwardly saying, well, I'm not good enough as I am, so I got to try to impress you more or something. You know, it's kind of a weird cycle.
Mm-hmm. I know. So those are some of the triggers, and I hope that, well, my hope is that no one has the triggers, but clearly most of us do. So I hope that some of the listeners could relate to some of that and have that awareness in themselves that, okay, wait a minute, yeah, that's definitely one of my triggers. It's my boss always saying something negative to me. So some signs of low self-worth, self-blame, self-criticism. Constantly putting others down through guilt, blame, shame, or fault finding.
Yeah.
Over or underachieving, eating, working, doing, etc. These are all, I mean, low self-worth when it comes to eating. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's just face it. A lot of people out there who are dealing with weight issues and body image issues just stuff all their emotions down with food. Raising your hand. Because there are times that there were a lot of times that I did that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's a big one. I think that's a huge one is the sort of, you know, it's like trying to nourish something that can't be fed with food. You know, it's like trying to nourish that self-esteem or trying to nourish that self with something that's actually not going to do it and actually just creates sort of this like numbing effect, you know, like you're not actually getting to the issue, but you keep trying to feed it with something that is not what it needs. And I think that that's hugely common. I think that's definitely a lot of people can relate to that.
It's a level of avoidance.
Yeah.
You don't want to look at what it is that you know needs changing. So instead of facing those feelings, because it's those feelings, people don't want to deal with the feelings that they're having and the thoughts.
Yeah.
So instead, I'm just going to, you know, shovel more potato chips down my throat. And then what happens is you end up being more miserable because you're doing that.
It's a vicious cycle.
It's a horrible, vicious cycle. So we're hoping that we can change some of that.
Yeah.
So other signs of low self-worth is playing the victim, Not taking responsibility for your own life, turning power over to another to make decisions for you, and then feeling victimized as if the results were not to your liking. Fear of change and reluctance to take rest. Let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah.
So, fear of change. How many of you out there are listening that are afraid to change?
Oh my gosh, listener, seriously. Well, you know, the thing about that is so funny is that I think that, I think probably listeners can relate to this too, is that, it's like we get into ruts and we get bored, but we like the security of that. And when things change, which is, you know, the only thing that's guaranteed in life is change, right. You know, it gives us a possibility for so many good things, but it freaks people out. Scary.
Right. Well, from my own personal experience, when everything was bad for me and I knew I had to change, I was scared to death. I had no idea what I was going to look like, what type of person I was going to be. But I knew that all of these thoughts and beliefs that I've been carrying were no longer working for me, and I knew I had to change it. So even though I was fearful, I started to take the steps. And I can tell you that the fundamental part of me has not changed. It hasn't. I am still that same person who can't stand the winter, who loves horror movies, who, you know, I mean, there's parts of me that have not changed, but yet I've been able to adopt new thoughts and beliefs, and my outer world has changed.
I think that that is a huge piece, and that is, I mean, I think that speaks to just that whole self piece. You know, people get scared that they're going to lose themselves, whatever that is that they decide, you know, define as, when things happen or when things change. And really, I think that everything gives you the opportunity to become more and more yourself through change. You know, like it's scary, but I think it allows you to step closer and closer to the person you really are, just like you just said.
Exactly. And I know you can agree with me with this, but as you start to make the changes, as you start to develop more self-value, you value yourself more, you respect yourself more, you love yourself more, the more you're going to want to do it. Mm-hmm. And the more things you find to challenge, you continue to find beliefs and thought processes to challenge. And it actually becomes fun.
I was just going to say that. It's so true. Absolutely.
And you think, okay, well, here's another part of me that I don't really like very much. What can I do to change it? And it's a lifelong commitment. It's not like this happens overnight and like you don't say, okay, a year from now I'm going to be fine. You know, it's not like that. I am fine.
Well,
mine's been 6 years, but you know, this is something that I'm committed for the rest of my life, is that really building myself, quote unquote, self up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're going to just focus on a few more of the low self-worth items, because I don't want to spend too much time on the negativity. I want to get into more positivity here. Constant negativity, or being so optimistic that reality is denied.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Reacting to others with extreme emotion or no emotion.
Yeah.
Now, remember these folks, these are signs of low self-worth. Boastful, overbearing behavior around others, or inability to maintain integrity during interactions. Demanding to be right, needing to have an agreement or have your own way most of the time, or constantly acquiescing, I can never pronounce that word, to the will and opinions of others. I mean, how many folks do you know out there that always have to be right?
Oof. Totally. And that's completely tied into self-worth completely.
Mm-hmm. Say more.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's one of those things that, you know, there's a saying, would you rather be happy or would you rather be right? You know, because when you have to be right all the time, then you are in the place where, think about that. You know, if you're right, then if somebody else is wrong, then you have a negative opinion about that. And then you're kind of closed yourself off to a lot of other opportunities there. You know, you're kind of in this sort of tunnel vision that, your opinion is directly related to who you are as a person. And if your opinion is not right, then what does that mean about you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think ego plays a lot of role in the having to be right.
Mm-hmm.
or having to win, you know, or having mm-hmm. my opinion better than yours. Unfortunately, ego plays a big role in that. But if you do have a lot of self-value, self-confidence, you know, the whole self stuff, you wouldn't care about the ego when it comes to winning or losing or being right or wrong. And sometimes mm-hmm. I try not to get into an argument with my 15-year-old, but he'll turn to me, he'll say, I'm right. I know I'm right. And I'll say, Preston, this isn't about being right or wrong here. I'm not trying to beat you. I'm just trying to get my point across. You know, it's, I don't care if you think I'm right or wrong, or I won or you won. It has nothing right. to do with that. But saying that to a 15-year-old. So, and one other thing that I do want to mention is folks with low self-worth speak with a lot of shoulds, oughts, could haves, and yes buts. If you listen to folks like that, I should have done that. I should have done this. You know, I could have done this. I ought have done that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but so those are some of the signs of low self-worth. And when we come back from the break, we are going to focus on the positive. We're going to talk about how to build up your self-worth, your self-esteem, your self-confidence, signs of high self-esteem. So you can, you know, as we read through these and we talk about them, you can say, yeah, that's me. Yes, that's me. Wow, I do have high self-worth.
Yeah.
So, okay, so we are going to be going to a break. If you want to get in touch with Audrey, I highly recommend subscribing to her musings at uncommonzen.com. It's www.uncommonzen.com. She can drop them right into your inbox. And I love reading what Audrey writes. She's a wonderful writer. And you can reach her through email at audrey@uncommonzen.com. If you would like to send in a question, you can reach me at my host page on Voice America. You can also find me on Facebook at facebook.com/ShaunaGulbrandCPC. And you can find me at my website, ShaunaGulbrand.com. Okay, we are going to take a quick break and we'll be back in just a minute.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Are you interested in moving past blocks that have kept you stuck for far too long? Are you interested in becoming the best version of yourself as you discover your purpose and passion? Shauna Gulbrand is a certified life coach and motivational speaker. She's also the creator of A New Ladies Night, a workshop program designed exclusively for women to discuss topics that affect our everyday lives. Shauna's services include life and spiritual coaching for individuals or groups looking to get reconnected to who they truly are as they continue to walk down a path of spiritual enlightenment and soul evolution. She also offers motivational speaking engagements for your company, group, or cause. You can contact Shauna by calling 603-233-5268 or visit her website at shaunagulbrand.com. Again, call Shauna at 603-233-5268 or visit shaunagulbrand.com. Now there's a new destination for video content, VoiceAmerica.tv. Just like our radio channels and so much more. Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness, Business, Sports, Green Talk, Power Up Motorsports, and Seventh Wave Network now have their own video channel components. Plus, check out exclusive programming, including movies, music, educational courses, science and history, current events, and short features. High-definition, premier-quality programs available 24/7. VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are listening to Intuitively Speaking with Shauna Gulbrand. To reach our show today, please call toll free 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send us an email to sgulbrand@hotmail.com. Now, back to Intuitively Speaking.
Hello, welcome back to Intuitively Speaking. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to the show. I have been joined by my friend and fellow coaching colleague, Audrey Holst. Audrey, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I'm having so much fun.
Yeah, me too. So before we get into the positive of building up self-value, self-worth, and all the other selves, I'm going to cite some affirmations. I use affirmations every day. I find them to be extremely effective. And the key to affirmations is actually believing them and feeling them. So these are some affirmations that I wrote down when it comes to the self. And I'm going to read these. I love and accept myself unconditionally. And please feel free to write these down if the listeners want to write these down. My high self-esteem enables me to respect others and accept respect in return. I am deserving, worthy, and entitled to success, happiness, and well-being. My thoughts, beliefs, and opinions matter. That's a big one. Mm-hmm. My thoughts, beliefs, and opinions matter. I have confidence in myself and in my ability to succeed. I am awesome, and I can get along with anyone. I have great relationships with everyone in my life. I release the need to judge myself and others. I am a confident communicator. I release the need to seek other people's acceptance or approval. I surround myself with everything and everyone that serves my highest good and my greatest joy. Now, those are some pretty powerful affirmations. Now, I want you, the listeners, to write affirmations down that work for you. These are just some general ones that I put out there, touched on a few different areas. But when it comes to affirmations, think about what your challenge is, and then think about how you can take those challenging thoughts and beliefs and turn them around into positive affirmations. Write them down, type them, sing them. My favorite is to stand in front of a mirror, look yourself in your eyes, and state your affirmations. And while doing that, keep your fingers on your throat so you can feel the vibration of your words. Mirror work is so effective, especially when you incorporate affirmations into it. So I highly recommend trying that out. I know it can be challenging for some people to look in the mirror and talk to themselves, but trust me.
I was just going to ask you, Shauna, because I think that for myself personally, I'm one of those people that can sometimes struggle with affirmations. And I'm wondering what you think about this, because this is something that I've had to do personally, and I'm wondering if you think it's just as effective, is sometimes I'll have to sort of admit or just be realistic with myself where I am in the present moment to just say, you know, I'm really struggling with this right now. I feel scared right now. I feel, you know, a little bit afraid, or I'm feeling a little bit self-esteemy or whatever. But, you know, I know that, and then saying the affirmation. So sometimes I have to sort of like be like, yeah, okay, I'm having a hard time right now, but the reality is I have a great relationship with everyone in my life. You know, that for me, I have to say that. I'm wondering what you think about that, the sort of effectiveness of that sort of thing.
I think that's hugely effective, to be that open and honest with yourself, have that awareness to say, okay, I'm not comfortable with this right now. I'm trying. And then to state the affirmation, that is really, it's being loving towards yourself, because you're accepting where you are right now and you're not judging yourself for it. Yeah. That's what hurts a lot of people, is when they know that something's wrong and then they put judgment on themselves for it. So mm-hmm. to be able to have that awareness and state that to yourself and then follow that up with an affirmation, that is actually a wonderful thing to do. Wonderful thing to do, Audrey.
Yeah, that might be helpful for those listeners who, you know, because I struggle with affirmation too. And I think for those listeners that are like, I don't believe myself. You know, like you have to, like you said, you have to be able to believe yourself. So if you can preface it with, this is where I'm at, but this is the reality, that might be helpful for them too.
Absolutely. You also have to remember to keep affirmations in the present tense. You can't, don't be saying, oh, I will do this. No. I am. I am statements are extremely powerful. Repeat them as often as you can. And there was one other point I was going to bring up and it totally left my head. Oh, okay. I remember. It's the willingness. Mm-hmm. The first step to anything is the willingness, and you can incorporate that into your affirmations. I am willing to start looking at myself. I am mm-hmm. willing to be more observant of my thoughts, words, and actions. Yeah. Just having that willingness opens up doors, and things will start to change. I promise you. Okay, so I have a question for you, Audrey.
Okay.
If you had a magic wand, what is the most common belief that people have you'd like to make disappear?
Oh, my goodness. It's that whole, you know, if only I had whatever, then I'd be complete. And it's so common and it's so socially acceptable. And I think that that's the thing that's a real, like a struggle about a lot of these things is that it's socially acceptable. So, you know, people are like, oh, well, I get, you know, when I get this or when I have this or when I date this person or when I have this house or when I have this car or, you know, whatever it is, they feel like they're not whole without something else.
Right.
And, you know, the bottom line is that everybody is whole. You know, everybody is born whole. There's nothing missing from you. There's not missing, you know, the listeners have to understand there's nothing missing from anybody. It's just those sort of negative things that kind of get deposited into our consciousnesses as we are growing up. And we forget that we're whole. And going through this work helps to sort of remind us that we don't need anything outside of ourselves to be complete. We're already complete. We just have to kind of rediscover that and trust that feeling.
Right. Very well said. Okay. So I know we only have a limited amount of time because these shows go by so quickly. I'm going to run over some ways on how to build up your self-worth, self-esteem, self-confidence, self-value. I'm just going to run through these real quick. And then Audrey, whatever ones pop out at you and you want to discuss more, we can touch on that.
Yeah.
So here are some ways to build up yourself. Understand the power of your attitude towards yourself, all your self-talk. If you can learn to recognize it and try to stop it and not judge yourself, that's one way to do it. Overcoming the fear of self-love. It's okay to love yourself. It's not being self-centered. Trusting your feelings, trusting your gut, using your intuition. Analyze yourself. Self-reflection. Stop making your self-worth conditional to other people. Lots and lots of people do that. Recognizing your self-worth can come only from within. You set your own self-worth, not someone else. Stop attaching your self-worth to something or someone outside of you. Ask for assistance. Have your friends or family or a coach. Ask for some assistance from those you trust, those who truly love you and who help you, and they can help you to recognize your own self-worth. People that are going to build you up and support you. So someone who is going to help you step outside of yourself and look at yourself in a different way. Surround yourself with others who have a healthy sense of self-worth. Go easy on yourself. Practice kindness and compassion with yourself. That's huge. We beat ourselves up too much. Focus on your talents, your positive qualities. Believe in your dreams and express your feelings and emotions. So, Audrey, which one of those really stuck out for you?
Ooh, well, I think there's a couple that are really important there. The first one that I think I want to talk about is that surrounding yourself with others who have a healthy sense of self-worth, because when you start doing this sort of stuff, you know, the sort of reflection work and really sort of digging inside of yourself, it's a scary time and you feel a little bit unstable and you start to question like everything, you know, you start to have all these questions about decisions you've made. And if you can be surrounded by people who support you and by people who are not going to judge you for your journey and for people that can give you good advice about this journey, you need that support system. You know, like we can do things ourselves, but man, it is so much easier when you have a supportive network. So,
right.
You know, whether it's friends or family or coaches are great because coaches aren't wrapped up in, you know, your drama. You know, like you don't have to sort of like, you know, you don't have to censor anything. You can just be really just flat out honest about what you're going through. So I think that surrounding yourself is really important. And, you know, the reality of you setting your own worth. Like you get to decide, you know, it's, you're the only one that puts value on yourself. And as long as you are really confident about that, nobody's going to knock that off. Nobody can change that from you. If you've really decided this is who I am, this is how I want to show up, and trust that and have faith in that, you know, it's so much easier to navigate life when
you
are
don't care about the opinions of others.
Yeah, yeah.
You do your thing. You're in your own power.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, I think that's really important is deciding what you're worth and owning it.
Right. And I was hoping that you brought that one up because the first thing that popped into my head was Facebook. And I think about some of the people that are on Facebook.
Oh, God, social media.
And they
so
are constantly looking for self-worth through other people by the different posts that they put out there. And it saddens me because it's like, step into your own power. You don't need the opinion of the 3,000 friends you have on Facebook.
And really, are they 3,000 friends or are they people just doing the same thing, hoping that you'll like their life so you can like their, you know, it's social media is so hard for the self, it aids it. Oh, God.
It's so true. Okay, I'm being told that we only have a few minutes left. So I just want to quickly go over the signs for high self-esteem.
Yeah.
So some of the listeners can recognize these. Would you like to read through those?
Yeah, that would be great. So listeners can recognize high self-esteem in themselves and others, getting an okayness from within, not from an outside source. Taking care of themselves physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. It's really important. Maintaining a balance between extremes, not just black and white, but there's, you know, that middle ground between thought, feeling, and behavior. Learning from bad choices and being able to say, you know what, I could have made a better decision. I'm sorry. But then moving forward from that and not like defining and making that define them. Managing life responsibly, honoring the differences between people and different points of view. Taking responsibility for your own thoughts and actions and having the ability to listen to the inner self, which is huge, self-reflection, demonstrating self-respect, self-confidence, self-acceptance, self-love, just modeling that behavior, not just feeling it, but modeling it, knowing what your strengths and weaknesses are, choosing continuous self-improvement and taking risks, you know, just keep living, keep improving, don't stop. You know, the job is never done, basically. Right. And then balancing being and doing. I mean, these are such good things. And I hope the listeners can see pieces of this in themselves and also recognize it in others to know who they can sort of model that behavior after.
Beautiful. Very well said, Audrey. What thoughts do you want to leave the listeners with from today's show?
I think the first thing that comes to mind is just be easy with yourself. You know, this sort of self-reflective work is challenging. It's hard. Sometimes it feels really, you know, vulnerable and exposing, and that's normal. And it's normal to feel like you're not doing it right or that you're struggling, you're never going to get there. That's all normal experience. So keep moving forward, keep breathing, keep seeking out people that will support you and love you and give you good feedback, and, you know, trust. It's a huge thing. You just have to trust in yourself that you're going to figure it out. Whatever happens, you're going to figure it out and you're going to be awesome for it in the end.
Okay, so I would like to just mirror a little bit of what Audrey said because everything she said was wonderful. Really be kind and gentle and loving towards yourself. Never, ever, ever beat yourself up for anything because you're doing the very best that you can at this time with the knowledge and understanding that you have at this time. And it may, like she said, it may feel awkward. It may feel icky. It may feel, keep pushing through it. Feel what you feel and keep pushing through. Okay, Audrey, so we have 1 minute left. I want to thank you so much for being here on the show with me today. It has been an honor to have you on talking about the self.
Oh, it's been such a great opportunity, Shawna. I really, really appreciate that.
So share with the listeners one last time how they can find you.
Yeah, go head over to www.uncommonzen.com. I've got my blog over there. I've got Working With Me. You can subscribe to my newsletter. That's the best way to really sort of keep in touch with me about all the stuff that's going on. Or you can email me personally, which I'm happy to talk to you. That's audrey@uncommonzen.com.
Excellent. Okay, folks, it has been a wonderful show. Next week, I will have my friend Ann Hentz back on. She is my tarot card reader and consultant, and we will be taking your calls next week, and she will be doing readings. Until then, I wish you all a beautiful week. And Audrey, thank you again, and we will see all of you next week.
thank you for tuning in to this week's edition of Intuitively Speaking. Please join your host, Shauna Gulbrand, again next Monday afternoon at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Have a wonderful week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the 7th Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit 7thwavenetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.